Good evening. You're watching Public Media NY's English language news broadcast, Hungover Reports. I'm Orsolya Flum. Thanks for joining us. The number of illegal refugees has exceeded 60,000. That is nearly 1.5 times more than all last year, though the first half of this year is not over yet. Only yesterday, 760 illegal border crossers were caught by the police. That is also the most in the past several weeks. More and more police units are sent to the Serbian-Hungarian border. Further Hungarian police units are going to the Serbian-Macedonian border as well, trying to help controlling the flow of refugees.
A large number of migrants were playing hide-and-seek with the police patrols near the southern city of Szeged. Many tried to get out of sight near the riverbank. Migrants also swarmed the train station of the city. Hundreds got onto trains heading to Budapest, trying to get to one of the Hungarian migrant centers. The past 3 days, police officers stopped almost 2,000 illegal border crossers. On Friday, 520, on Saturday, 661, and on Sunday, 760. This is much more than the usual numbers. Not since the end of the Kosovo migrant wave arrived so many illegal immigrants to Hungary. This was in the focus of the talks between the Hungarian and the Serbian chiefs of police. After the meeting, Károly Papp said they agreed with his Serbian colleague that next week Hungary would send 4 heat cameras and 20 police officers to Serbia. The officers will be on duty on the Serbia-Macedonia border region together with the Serbian officers. We also set up a special investigation unit with Austrian, Serbian and Hungarian members to battle the human smuggling networks, said the Hungarian police chief. The Serbian police leader said that Serbia takes the migration issue very seriously. This is not only a Serbian and Hungarian problem, it affects Europe and beyond its borders too. We agreed that it is a very serious issue and our joint units will be working together from next week on to resolve it, said the Serbian chief of police. Meanwhile, the Serbian minister of social affairs asks for the help of the European countries. He said just this year more than 20,000 asylum applications were submitted, while earlier all migrants just wanted to simply pass through the country. Aleksandar Vulin also said that since Hungary planned to build a fence on the Serbia-Hungary border, more migrants are leaving the Serbian centers to get to Hungary as fast as possible before the fence would stop them.
Radical right-wing Jobbik urges a large number of police forces to be deployed in the southern border region. Daniel Zekarpa, deputy leader of the parliamentary group opposition party, thinks the solution would be the re-establishment of the border guard troops. The Hungarian socialists called for a special session of parliament to debate their two bills aimed at resolving the migration crisis, deputy group leader said. Tomás Harangozó added, they would reallocate the 22 billion forints originally to be spent on building the border fence to organizations dealing with migration pressure. The co-chairman of the LNP considers the issue of migration a global problem. András Schiffer said, if all the EU countries chose to solve the migration issue on their own, it would be a catastrophe to Hungary. The Hungarian government called for a conference on migration to be held in Budapest. Péter Szijjártó, Minister of Foreign Trade and Affairs, said that besides the conference in Malta that deals with the migration in the Mediterranean, a meeting in the Hungarian capital would be in order as well to discuss problems of the migration routes through the Western Balkans. After the summit of the EU foreign ministers in Luxembourg, Péter Szijjártó added that the European Union only focused on the flow of the refugees in the Mediterranean and paid no attention to even greater pressure Hungary is forced to bear because of the Western Balkan route.
We think that the EU does not give the necessary regard to the migrant pressure coming through the Western Balkans. This needs to change immediately, as this is both Hungary's and Europe's interest. That's why we propose this EU-Western Balkan-Middle East summit in Budapest.
Budapest Stock Exchange is 25 years old this year. More specifically, it was reopened in June 1990, which was celebrated on Monday. The head of the stock exchange said that 25 years ago, this event was a milestone in the Hungarian economy and the life of the whole country.
The official reopening of the Budapest Stock Exchange 25 years ago also started with ringing the bell. The brokers back then used computers like these. And on a Monday, 2015, the trading started with a bell too. Only those companies were present that are still determining the financial sector in the past 25 years. Market economy, that was the wish of economists in the 80s, said Zsigmond Járai, first president of the stock exchange 25 years ago. Financial experts those days were looking for ways to improve living standards in the communist era. They saw that the absence of the free flow of capital as the main problem, but in those days even uttering the word stock exchange was a major felony. At the same time, the deficit of central budget reached a level that was no longer manageable, thus Hungarian turned to IMF. Luckily, Hungary was forced into a reform of the bank system, so as part of this, the first Hungarian bonds were released, and soon after, in the last years of the 80s, the first stocks too, said Zsigmond Járai. Today, the president of the stock exchange said Hungary was the first country in Central Europe to reopen the stock market. The Budapest Stock Exchange symbolizes the regime change and the transition to market economy. The Budapest Stock Exchange was an example for other countries in the region. The secretary of the State of the Economy Ministry said that the exchange had and still has a big part in growth of the economy. The operation of the Budapest Exchange is recognized internationally. With their work, they greatly contribute to the growth and stability of the Hungarian economy, and in the last 2 years this performance was recognized by the European Union too, said András Tálai. The registered companies and investors of the Budapest Stock Exchange can be in direct contact with other investors and traders from 14 different countries in Europe.
We're going to wrap up soon, but just before we go, here's a piece of news about the Black Madonna pilgrimage train that left Budapest early morning and is soon arriving at its final destination in Poland. More than 900 pilgrims are traveling this year.
We are Catholics and we are on this pilgrimage for our family, said this lady waiting for the train to start. Every year, several hundreds of people set out for Poland to pay their respect to the Black Madonna in Częstochowa. Many of the travelers said they are making the pilgrimage mainly for spiritual catharsis to the Jasna Góra Monastery in Poland, where the icon of the Black Madonna can be found. Some of the pilgrims come every single year. I hope to come back enriched by spiritual experiences. My pilgrimage has a purpose. I'm making it for my family, my colleagues. And because I may be retired in a year, I would like to thank the Madonna for getting me this far in my life, said one of the pilgrims. The train was blessed by Roman Catholic Bishop János Székely at the Keleti railway station in Budapest. Over 100 people from Transylvania and many more from southern Slovakia join us in Kossa, and also on the stops along Füzesabonyan Miskolc, there will be even more who get on the train. People even come from overseas, said László Budai, the organizer of the pilgrimage. The program started with singing and praying together as soon as the pilgrimage began. This is the fifth special train from Hungary to the Black Madonna that attracts hundreds of thousands every year from all over the world.
That's all for now from Public Media and One's English language news broadcast. We'll be back tomorrow night at around the same time. My colleague Steffi will be waiting. Thanks for watching. Take care. Good night.